So you write down 200 general benefits, because that's all I did with this young man. I had him, what are the benefits of doing well in school? How will that help you get sex? How will you score with the girls? So I guess that made me a love broker. How many of you realize this guy's a little strange up here? I mean, no, they don't wonder, they know. So 100, 200 benefits general and 100, 200 benefits specific to link to your highest values. When you do, if you do that exercise, it will take you a few hours to do. That's why I encourage you to do it between today and tomorrow. I guarantee you when you walk away, if it's really done and really linked, not just vague, very specific benefits to you and how it links to your values, and very generic benefits on how building wealth and how it will service to you and the world for that matter. If you want to put that in there, add another in the world. How will it serve the people you love? The more you raise that up, I guarantee you when you walk away from here, your eyes are going to see things you never saw before. They're sitting around you the whole time, but you never saw them. The second I valued, when I first got into practice years ago, I didn't have a tremendous value on money. I was kind of a barefoot doctor walking around kind of altruistic, had low self-worth on that, low self-esteem in that respect. But after getting all of a sudden family and kids and house and cars and responsibilities, I started going, you know what? I got to learn how to do this game here. So I gradually put a higher value on it. And once I started doing it, I started studying. I started learning some of the tools of it and the laws that govern it. And then it became kind of fun learning it. Because whatever you're up on, right, you tend to manage well. Whatever you're not up on, you tend to down on. And so if you start to learn about it, you start to get better at it. It starts to get more fun. It's kind of, you learn the rules of the game. When I first started saving, I was scared to save $200 a month. I didn't think I could afford it. Anybody in that boat didn't know if you could afford $200 a month? I didn't know I could do it. I was a doctor, and I didn't think I could afford $200 a month. I was scared. It's not how much, it's the habit of saving that matters. It's not how much money you make, it's the values you hold that determine the destiny financially. That lady that never made more than $2.50 an hour became a multimillionaire and a philanthropist. And the person that made millions was in debt. Not how much, it's your hierarchy of your values, and it's how you manage it. Shift your values, you manage it completely different, and financial freedom is on its way. The people I know are financially free, have a strategy in their psyche, and have a value system that lead them that way. They're not better off, necessarily. They're not better people. They have just structured their finances in such a way that they're no longer a slave to it. They're more free of it. It's working for them. That little exercise we did about where you are, where's your ideal and real, and where you need to be, it's wise to know what is financially freedom. Because financial freedom is defined by definement. Is the moment your passive and investment income is making you more money than you are actively. You're not dependent on actively working. So now, instead of working because you got to, or have to, or need to, you're working because you love to. You're doing what you love and loving what you're doing and inspired about going to work because you get to do something you love to do. And the money's making you money. And that's a mathematics. That's a predictable number based on the lifestyle you are loving to live. You can predict that. Find out what that is. Knowing what it is, you can figure out exactly how much money that has to be saved in order to have that. That's a doable number. How many of you think you can do that exercise on the general and specific benefits? You have a feel for it? You got any questions on that? Please take the time to do it. Your financial future, I guarantee, will be impacted by that one exercise. Yes.
Is that something that you'd sit down, say, with your wife or your partner and come up with that figure that you're both happy with, because that's going to be dictated to by your various your hierarchy of your values?
Yes, and a quality woman will keep pushing that. She will consume enough to make a man driven to produce. In every family dynamic, there's a producer and a consumer. And men are sometimes not as good at consuming as the men, the females. They're specialized in that. I'm joking a little bit. Only 75% of the cases. But yes, getting agreement on what that is. Let me share another story. It's good. You've heard of Bill Gates, right? This will be an interesting story. I had the opportunity to do a breakthrough experience program next door to Bill Gates' home. I wasn't with him in his home, but next door. And this is a pretty great story because here's a doctor that graduated now, I think it's about 25 years ago, give or take, about 25 years ago. He graduated from school. The first year he got into practice, he lived in an apartment, drove a beat-up old car that he went to school with, had a wife, and at the end of the year was in debt, still from student loans, and was not really producing very much money, just barely surviving, was living in an apartment. Was taking home about $1,800 a month. This is 25 years ago, so that's a little bit more today, but that's about $2,500 a month. And he was surviving on that after paying his bills. That's what he was living on. His responsibilities at the office and loans and things. His wife wanted to consume. She wanted a bigger house. She was bitching at him. She wanted a bigger house. She wants this. She wants to have more kids and this and that. And this isn't doing it, not cutting it. And he's beating himself up because he's feeling like he's not really progressing. Another year goes by. The first 10 years of this doctor's practice was still sitting in the apartment, still renting a place, and still not making more than $2,000-something a month. 10 years in practice. He hadn't learned to manage money. He hadn't learned to build his practice. His value system was sports and activities and everything else. It was never about building a business and building wealth, and it wasn't high on his value list. But his pressure from his wife, who had a high value on it, was driving him crazy, and they were about to split. A decade in there, he was still sitting stagnant, and she was having higher goals. She was actually trying to assist him to break through, but he wasn't getting it. She then threatened to leave him. They had now two kids, and they were surviving on this, and they were still living in a dumpy place. He finally said, I can't handle it anymore. When she said, I'm leaving, he didn't want her to leave. That kicked his butt and decided to say, you know what? I got to do something. So he went to a seminar. Not exactly like this, but similar. I know the guy's seminar he went to. He went to a seminar, and the guy taught him and reframed his thinking about wealth, reframed his thinking about business, reframed his thinking about family dynamics, and got him on a savings program. When he first started saving, it was $75 a month. That's what he felt he could do. About $18 a week. That's all he felt he could afford. He came back from the seminar. He told his wife, he says, if you will live like this and stay with me, I promise you, he got a cause now, I promise you, I will build you your dream house in the next decade. A house of houses. He re-inspired her to stay in the relationship. He started doing what this guy told him to do. He started saving. It started at $75 a month. A few months later, it was $100-something a month. A few months later, it was $200-something a month. A few months later, it was $600 a month. And then $1,000 a month. And then $2,000 a month. And he kept saving, and pushing, still living in an apartment, still living in a simply, living below his means now. Unless you live below your means, unless you save, wealth is never going to be in your hands. Can't. And the only way that's going to happen is a shift in values. He had a shift in values all of a sudden. He moved it down from low on the list and being in debt to high on the list and saving first. He started paying himself first. No matter what, he paid it off the top. The rich get rich off taking off the top. He saved. He kept increasing the savings, still living the same lifestyle. Increasing the saving. Believe it or not, this gentleman built his practice until he had one of the largest practices in Seattle area, Bellevue area. And he was putting away between $60,000 and $80,000 a month into savings, still living in an apartment. Now, you got to realize that's a heck of a wife that can endure that. Because the normal tendency is, we got plenty of money now, I want to go spend it. Because he did this, and because he saved and kept pushing his business and saved and learning it and studying it and growing it, the real estate market dropped in Bellevue area, and was able to buy a piece of property next to Bill Gates. Bill Gates was still kind of an unknown at this time. He was just starting to get Microsoft up and running. And he bought a piece of property for $700,000, and he paid cash for it. That property right now is $3.5 million. He saved and saved his money until he was able to buy his house cash, a $3.5 million house he bought. That is worth $11 right now. He lives next door to Bill Gates, because Bill Gates was living here, and then Bill Gates built the big house on the other side of him, on the corner, overlooking the water.